Good morning and welcome to Talk to the Expert this morning. It's time with our visit with Justine from Iowa Specialty Hospitals, specifically the Webster City Clinic.
That is what we are talking about.
Because we got stuff happening.
Always. Yes.
Tell us about the happenings.
I think I alluded to this last time we visited that Peggy Roberts, the clinic manager here at Webster City, and I got to go tour the facility.
Yes.
Yes, and I was upset because I did not get a hard hat. We didn't need one. So, there's no safety issues there. It's just that they're kind of cute.
That you wanted a hat.
Right.
I get it. I understand.
It's kind of cute. Had the right outfit on that day.
You would have been styling.
And profiling.
Styling G.
So, I brought some photos with me today.
Okay.
From that tour.
Okay.
I know through the power of radio, cool as it is, mm-hmm. that the listeners will not be able to see said photos, but I thought I would show them to you and we can just kind of descriptively go through them.
Okay, I warmed up, so I'm a little and mental then, exercise.
And then we have them posted on our Facebook page.
Okay.
So if anybody after the show wants to go and look at them, just look us up on Facebook, Iowa Specialty Hospital. If you want to follow us, that would be cool too.
Okay. Is the Iowa spelled out or is it IA?
Iowa is spelled out.
Okay.
Yep. Iowa Specialty Hospital.
And you probably could get there, but I always think that's a good thing to know. Is it spelled out or is it just, do we abbreviate?
Yeah. And we will be putting more updates on the Facebook page. So we'll have photos and information going out as well as to complement or supplement our show.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Yeah. So let's practice.
Okay. Well, here's the groundbreaking.
Okay. So, I've got my eyes closed, so I'm ready to be revealed.
Okay. Go
Are
ahead.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's people digging in the dirt.
Wow.
Isn't that fascinating?
That is. And we've got what? How many people involved with the groundbreaking?
Oh, there was a lot. There was all the providers. There's the all
like
the
providers. 9 or 10 people?
Yeah. And we have board members and our CEO and Peggy. And
okay. And who's Peggy?
Peggy Roberts is the clinic manager, clinic leader. We call them leaders. So, yeah, that was a fun day. And we all had to navigate through, those tire tracks look less menacing from the road, but they're about 10 inches deep when you're walking through.
It looks
through
like it could be a smooth surface, and yet it's like, oh, there went my ankle.
Good thing we have a sports med physician right there.
Yes. Pull the hammy.
Yeah. So then this picture is when they were pouring the concrete.
Okay, so now we're covering up these trenches made by the tractor tires.
And they put in a little driveway so they could get in.
So you had a kind of a big old slew pumper.
Yeah.
Like those little birds. Remember your grandma used to have one of those that was just dip its little lip and it would go faster and faster and faster and then slow. It kind of looks like the little bird that dips.
It does. You're right. So that, I don't know how much concrete that took, but it had to be a lot.
That's a lot of concrete.
Mm-hmm. So, and I think I told you this last week, I was surprised, and I don't know why, but the building runs east and west instead of north and south.
Okay.
It just seems like the building would face the road.
Right.
Normally, but it does not. So, and they did that strategically, so the entrance to the clinic would face all of these trees over here.
Oh,
so there would be nice views
instead
of having to just sit there and look at the street and the people going by. Mm-hmm. Plus, it's better privacy that way.
That's good, too. Yeah.
So another aerial view.
So now, is this building concrete or is this parking lot concrete?
This is building.
Okay.
Yep. There is concrete everywhere now. But this was, when they were pouring the slab.
Okay. Well, bummer for farmers, bummer for gardeners, bummer for people who like green grass, but yippee skippy for construction.
It helped.
This summer.
A lot.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And here we have wood.
Ooh.
The walls were going up. This was an exciting day because then you could actually see it taking shape.
And G said, let there be walls.
Exactly. And there were walls. And I think I said this last week too. I'm just personally fascinated by the whole construction process.
It's astounding, isn't
it? You start with a drawing, and then you do all these things, and then the outcome looks like the drawing. I can't even make a card house, you know. I don't know. It's just crazy to me how it all works. So there we are, even more.
Yes. Progressed. And how many square feet are we doing again?
It was, or is, going to be 13,400.
And that compares to, like, what?
Well, now 3,000.
Okay, yeah.
30.
So mm-hmm. a little more room. A
little bit. We could fit a few of our current clinics inside there, yes. It's crazy big.
Oh, that is great.
So then here's just another photo of the walls going up. I mean, it's not that, you know, exciting. It's construction. But it's ours.
You can see, well, yeah, and you can see where the hallways kind of are going to be.
Just wait. I'm getting there.
Oh, okay. I broke the...
So here's the outside of the clinic. Okay. This is the employee entrance, and that is up by the road.
Okay.
And then, like I said, the main entrance is going to be
kind of tucked
to
behind.
The furthest east. Okay. Yes. There's a hallway.
There's hallways with little rooms off the side.
Yes. Exam rooms and offices. Lots.
Okay.
Yes. I think I mentioned that 24 exam rooms.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow.
Yeah, a lot. And then there's those clear story windows that we
talked
about.
Up on top
that let in that natural light. And there's another view.
Okay.
Of a super long hallway.
Terrific. Well, you'll really get your steps in.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And this is the main waiting area.
Look at that huge. Yes. And those huge windows. You were talking before about how you're sitting in the waiting room that you'll have the view of these trees.
Right.
And boy, I guess so. I mean, you'd almost not guess that's in town.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. It looks very...
looks like a park.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. does.
Yeah.
And that'll be right here in Webster City.
Right. So a huge vestibule where you'll come in.
Okay.
The main entrance. And then these big windows that look out onto the landscape. And then we have a separate OB waiting area.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
That's just to the side of that. And then there's another view looking from our waiting area, the main waiting area, into the OB waiting.
Okay. Oh, that is just going to be so nice.
Yeah. So it'll be fun to go in again after seeing these.
Yes.
And see just how much progress.
Well, and as of this week, it's kind of a powder blue color.
Right. Gotta love that, right?
That's not where it's staying, is it?
No.
Okay, good. No. You know, powder blue's lovely.
It is, but not for your outside ears.
Yes,
probably
yes.
Not.
It maybe just doesn't scream health clinic.
Right. The other thing, so if you want to see those pictures, I know we tried to be descriptive, but if you want to see them, they are again on our Facebook page.
Well, and I'm assuming that as, you know, you mentioned, as we go, you'll continue to add more pictures, and so people will be able to really be a part of the process.
And, yeah.
And that's so exciting.
Yeah, and I think I mentioned this the first time that we talked. We don't want to be the best kept secret.
Right.
I want everyone to share in our excitement for this new clinic, because it's not our clinic, it's your clinic.
Right.
And that's what's really cool about it.
So what inspired the decision to build this?
Space.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Space was the biggest one. Plus, we wanted to have those visiting providers. You know, we wanted to have, like, orthopedic specialists in Fort Dodge is going to come over.
Okay.
Dr. Gabrielson needed more space. I mean, like I said, you know, we delivered 508 babies.
Yeah.
He needed room.
Sure.
So he's taking up a good portion of this clinic as well.
Okay.
And then we'll have podiatry. I mean, all kinds of, and then we needed x-ray in the building, and we don't have that right now.
Okay.
So those things, we'll have a procedure room. I mean,
all the
things will be in under one roof.
So it isn't going to be, okay, well, we'll give you this, and you can scoot over to this other place and scoot over. It's all going to be
all
under
inclusive.
One roof.
Yep.
Excellent.
Yep, the way it should be.
Well, and when you talk about, you know, the specialties that can come in, you've got a new one that's joined you, right?
Yes. Dr. Kenneth Adams is a gastroenterologist in Fort Dodge, and he has worked for us for many, many, many years.
Okay.
I think I had a colonoscopy by him, actually, and...
Good times.
It was great. I wasn't awake for it, so that's good. There has been some rumors going around that Dr. Adams is retired, and that is completely not the case. Dr. Adams is now working for us full-time.
Okay.
He will be seeing patients in Belmont, Clarion, Fort Dodge, and Humboldt.
Okay.
Which obviously includes this area, so any of those are very close.
Okay.
And just... kind of as a little general overview, Dr. Adams, gastroenterologist, specializes in many different areas, including, certainly not limited, he takes care of people with Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, microscopic and lymphocytic colitis. These are not...
Yeah. How do you work that into casual conversation?
Chronic hepatitis, cirrhosis, pancreatic and liver disease, and like I said, he does, you know,
the colonoscopies.
He has done, over in his career, 120,000 procedures.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that impressive?
That is very impressive.
So we are so honored and fortunate to have him on our staff full-time now.
That is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Yep. So people can call and start making appointments with him now?
Yes.
Already?
Actually, if you are listening and you are interested in seeing Dr. Adams, call 532-9310.
Okay. 532-9310.
Yep. And
okay.
then they will get you to the correct location wherever it is that you want to see him.
Very good.
Yeah. And then I just wanted to quickly mention, I know we're running short. We do still have a couple positions open for
okay.
the Webster City Clinic specifically. There's a CMA, LPN, RN, any of those three that's a float position that within the Webster City and Fort Dodge clinics, primarily Monday through Friday with hours varying, some possible Saturday mornings, and then a medical secretary. And this right now is a PRN position, which in the medical world is kind of means as needed.
Okay.
Available in the Webster City Family Practice Clinic. This applicant must be able to multitask, be detail and team oriented. Position will work with a range of patients from newborn to geriatric. So a lot of computer skills, basic office skills,
okay.
excellent communication skills, dependability. So the CMA, LPN, RN float position, and then the medical secretary PRN.
Okay. And I don't think we can do anything medical that doesn't involve at least two initials, right?
No. No, and the medical world is so full of acronyms, it's just crazy.
I'm sure it is a full-time job learning those.
It is.
But how do if people have interest in those job positions, what do they do?
Go to our website, iowaspecialtyhospital.com/careers.
Okay.
iowaspecialtyhospital.com/careers. There's a laundry list of job openings. So,
okay.
And not just medical. I mean, you don't... There's a lot of different types of positions available.
Well, and it does take many hands to make, like, work.
Yes, it sure does.
For that kind of stuff. People checking you in, people cleaning people,
feeding
just
you.
The whole thing.
Yes.
Yes, it's a big deal. So
yes, it does take a village.
Yes. Exactly right. Very good. Well, in Criminelli, you're about building a village.
Seems like it, doesn't it?
Just the size
yep.
of it.
Yes.
If that was an arc, you'd have room for more than just two of every animal.
Yeah. Come join our tribe. We'd love to have you.
Very good. Let's remind people again where they can see these pictures.
Go to our Facebook page. Just search Iowa Specialty Hospital.
Okay.
And then our main page. I mean, we have Facebook pages for different locations, but just Iowa Specialty Hospital, and we will be posting them there.
Very good. Terrific. Yeah. Well, that's just G.
Just G.
For this week.
I'm out.
Very good. With our Iowa Specialty Hospitals, we're focusing primarily on the Webster City Clinic, but if you have any questions about any of the locations, hop online and
yes.
you can get more detail or just call.
Yes, absolutely.
People are standing by or
yes.
sitting by their phone.
We'll get you.
One way or the other. Very good. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.